Hello, my name is John McCurdy, and I'd like to thank you for your interest in my work. If you enjoy this copyrighted recording, you can find it and much more on my website at johnmccurdy.com. Now I invite you to get comfortable, relax, take a deep breath, and enjoy the program. I am that I am. Master John of magical service. Here to do some magic with you today. Welcome, dear friend, dear listener, dear reader. John's a little confused. He wasn't actually expecting to do a channel today. And then he felt the energies coming on. Oh, here we are. He doesn't have any idea what we're going to talk about. Well, as he's noticed, sometimes that's when the best messages come through. Or at least, I, his soul, like to think so. such an incredible time you are going through right now. Those of you who are attracted to these messages, coming to the end of your game. Actually going past the end a little bit. Indeed. Most of the masters who came to this point, who had their realization, which simply means they finally realized they were enlightened. Oh, they came to this point and... Oh, human life gets very difficult at this point. At least for a bit. And so they left. They didn't see any reason to stay. Why should they? They've done everything they needed to do. So they just left. Some hung out for a few days or a few weeks or even a few years in some cases. But for the most part, they just left. And even the ones who stayed for a little while, they didn't do what you are doing. You see. Your soul. It's a bit of a crude metaphor, but we're going to go with it. Know that it's just a metaphor. It only speaks to part of reality. But in this metaphor, your soul is, well, it's like the the player of one of your computer games. It's created this avatar within the game. The avatar, the difference in this game is that your soul gave that avatar free will to play the game however it would. And then it sat back and watched. And that avatar, you call it the human. Oh, it played, did the best it could. Till it's... Till it would get damaged or get old, tired, and die. Death is no more real than the death of an avatar in a computer game. You just get a new life. Come back again. And again, and again, and again. Those of you resonating with this message, you've been here 1,000 or more times. Because you were always the ones pushing the edges of consciousness, exploring the unknown. See, most beings, whether human or angel, angel is nothing more than one of you without a body. Now, John's mind, our dear translator, lost the thread of where we were going with that. Happens a lot these days, as you've probably noticed in yourself. It happens a lot because your mind just doesn't understand what's happening. It's trying, but it's quite overwhelmed. So you've been here 1,000 or more. You've been, say this a little different. You've been through 1,000 or more different avatars in this game. In your human terms, you see them as past lives, or sometimes even future lives. In reality, there is no time. So they're kind of all happening at once. And yet there is somewhat of a progression of experience, a gaining of wisdom. You see you, the real you, what you call your soul. Sat back, it's been watching all of these avatars go through their lifetimes. It's been gathering the wisdom from your experiences, from these human experiences. It's been collecting that wisdom, distilling it into the most incredible nectar. And now, here you are. The avatar of ascension. The avatar at the end of the game. You could say you've reached the highest level of the game. There's nowhere left to go in the game. And so you're opening back up. You see, there was this veil between you and your soul. Now you're taking that veil down. You, the human, have realized that your soul is complete. That the whole you has come to the end of the game. Your soul has realized that it is, and in fact always was realized, always was enlightened. Now it has realized that in you, its current human expression, are realizing that also. And so you're taking down the veil. Little by little, because if you took it down too fast, well, you'd be another dead ascended master. And blow out your body, blow out your mind. You'd be back on the other side, and that's a beautiful thing. For those of you here, you've chosen to change the game. You and your soul together have chosen to blend your soul's consciousness with that of the human while staying here in the game for a time. You've chosen to bring your soul's consciousness and its perspective and its perceptions, and more than anything, its wisdom, right here into this human game. You've chosen to open up to your soul's perspective, to see life through your soul's eyes. And oh, your soul is opening up for the first time ever to the full experience of human. You see, always in the past, your soul stayed in the background. It didn't want to interfere. It didn't want to distract you from your experience. And so it stayed in the background. It wanted you to have the full experience. Because you see, long ago, your soul asked this question, who am I? And everything that has happened since, oh, even before Earth was even imagined, and certainly everything that has happened on Earth has been about answering that question. Who am I? Oh, not just answering it with words and with mental knowledge, because that has no meaning. No meaning whatsoever. But answering that question in experience. Who am I? And so you've been through so many different experiences. Some of them were beautiful and amazing from the Avatar's perspective. Some of them were, they were horrible. They were painful. They were scary. They were, no. They took you to the darkest of the dark, to the depths of misery. But you see, dear friend, that is part of the answer to who am I? I am all of that. And oh, your soul wanted to know what that's like. You, because you and your soul, you're not separate. You're one and the same, just different perspectives. You wanted to have that experience. Yes, indeed you did. The mind goes, no, I never wanted to have those awful experiences. Yes, dear one, actually, you did. Otherwise, you wouldn't have had it. And that is a simple fact of your life on Earth. If anything is happening to you, anything at all, whatever experience you are having, you wanted to have that experience. Otherwise, you wouldn't have had it. And the mind argues, doesn't like that. Doesn't remember choosing. That's because it wasn't chosen at the mind level. You chose it at your soul level. No, your soul is not some being out there that you can blame it on. It's you. It is absolutely you, and you absolutely chose these experiences. When you let that in, when you allow yourself to know that you chose those experiences, and that you had good reason for it, life will get a lot easier for you. You are the creator of everything in your experience. Absolutely everything. Not your mind. Not the you that the human is aware of in your everyday existence, but you, the grand, sovereign, omnipotent being that you are, you chose it. You created it, every bit. So here you are. You're creating something new. You are bringing the perspective of the Creator into your human experience. And the human goes, well, that must mean that I can think the right thoughts or speak the right words and create whatever I want. Well, it doesn't quite work that way. There will come a point in your journey when that's sort of true. But only after after you no longer need to. After you finally release the battles and the power games. You see, most humans think of creation as a big power game. If you're a creator, then, well, the stories are told of the grand creator that you call God, which doesn't exist, but stories are told of how this grand creator spoke, and it all appeared. There's some truth to that. But the way humans think of it, it's all about power. It's all about manipulating a reality. And it doesn't work that way. We've done a whole class on this, on the true nature of creating. You'll find it on our website. So here you are. You've come to this place. You've chosen to be here, to stay here and bring the consciousness of your soul into your body. Well, into your human perspective. Oh, your soul is thrilled. It's the first time it's ever gotten to experience human life. Firsthand. It got to watch you go through all those experiences. It could kind of have the experience secondhand in a way. But it could never be fully present in the experience until now. Now it's here. It's blending in with you. And you wonder why you feel so strange. Oh. Sometimes John is driving down the road and suddenly there's these other dimensions that he's driving through, and a part of him panics. It's like, oh, I have to keep my focus on the road or I'm going to crash into something. Well, we're taking care of that. It makes his stomach churn sometimes, feeling all these other dimensions, because his soul is here. His soul senses are active, feeling all these other things. The other day he drove around a corner and there was a big view, and suddenly it wasn't a view of Slovenia, it was a view of somewhere in America for an instant. And then he was back driving the car. We made sure there was no danger. But it was a little bit shocking to his senses. So, his soul, he, we're working on this slowly. As quickly as we can, but we do have to keep him safe. And we have to ease the mind into this, because otherwise the mind would freak out and lose itself. And the body would freak out. So many of you have so many pains and aches in your body. All these strange things happening inside, and you panic. Try to figure out what you're doing wrong, or what you're eating wrong, or what you should do more of or do different. It's not any of that. It's simply that your body is not used to having your soul present. Your body is not used to the amount of light. Your light that is coming into it right now. Oh, it's longed for it for so long. Every cell in your body has a space in it that was prepared long, long ago for this light to come into, for your soul to occupy. But it's been so long that those cells kind of forgot what that space was for. As that light comes in, oh, it illuminates all the memories, all the residue of all those things that happened in so many other lifetimes. And in this one, the pain that you pushed down and buried deep, it illuminates it. When you shine a light on an old pain, suddenly you feel it again. You don't just feel it in your emotions, although there's plenty of that, but you feel it in your body as well. So you panic. You try to turn off the light. That doesn't work because this is where you're at, dear friend. Your light is here. It's brighter than ever. You can't get away from it anymore. And so all those old energies that are stuck in there that you've buried, they're all getting illuminated. There isn't anything you need to do about them. You definitely don't need to process them. You don't need to figure out what they are. You just need to allow them. They'll move through. All this stuff going on in your body, it will move through. It will pass in time. Probably not as quickly as the human would like because, well, it hurts. Dear friend, hurting is part of life on Earth. It just is. So allow the hurt, and it will pass. And please, please, don't process those feelings. Don't try to figure them out. The other day, John was reading a story. He likes to distract himself sometimes, distract his mind a little bit with a good novel, a good story. And that's a good thing for the most part. Gives us a chance to work on things on the inside because his mind is busy with something that doesn't matter, keeps it entertained for a little bit. He was reading the story of someone dealing with the loss of someone special in his life, in this character's life. And this character was, with great difficulty, was coming to the realization, or was being encouraged by someone else to the realization that ever since his wife had died, he had been stuck there. He thought he had moved forward in his life, but in fact, he kept living in that past with the grief of that loss. And it was time for him to let it go and move forward. Well, as John read that story, he fell into tears. He sobbed and sobbed. Felt this intense grief inside. It's still choking him up right now. Just telling the story. And he thought to himself, what is this? Where is this grief coming from? He thought back over his life. How challenging his life had been. But there was never anything that he could think of that brought that level of grief. And he thought, maybe there's something in another lifetime that I haven't remembered yet that I need to feel, that I need to process. Oh, he went looking, went feeling into himself. What could it be? What could it be that I've missed? And we had to remind him, dear John, it doesn't matter. It's not important what it was. What matters is that you feel it. And it's important to just have that feeling. You've already done that. You let yourself cry. That's so important. Even when you don't have a story for it, you just allowed yourself to have the feeling and to cry. And that, all by itself, moved the energy. So let it go. Don't go looking for it. If there's anything that you need to know, it'll come in its own time, in its own way. But you do not need to know the story of those old hurts. In fact, so often you think of something, your mind makes something up to match the pain that you feel. And then you're just processing something that isn't even real and never was real. It's just a memory that your mind, it's something your mind made up and made it feel like a memory. Now, doesn't mean you don't have real memories also, but the point is, it does not matter. When you feel something, your job is not to figure it out. It's not to find the story. It is simply to allow the feeling. If it's grief, then cry. If it's anger, find a pillow to rage at, or whatever it takes. If it's joy, be in the joy. Whatever it is, simply allow the feeling without digging for a story, without trying to understand what happened. You don't need to understand it. What you need to understand right now is that your soul is bringing all those parts of you home. It's not your job as the human to bring them home. You see, every one of those other lifetimes is having their realization right now because of you. But it's not your job to help them through it. You're going to feel many things that they are feeling. But if you get yourself caught up in trying to understand what those feelings are, in trying to figure out what the stories are, in processing those stories, you're going to be very confused. And it's just going to hurt a lot worse. you need to understand right now is that your soul is taking care of it. Your job is simply to allow the feelings. The same is true in your body. Oh, your body is going through so much right now. Your job is not to fix your body. Please understand that. John felt himself getting sick the other day. He took a big dose of vitamin C, and it helped. He felt better. We inspired that. Well, he thought, well, that was pretty good, so let's keep taking it for a while. Maybe it'll help with these other things in my body. And well, next thing he knew, he was feeling a lot worse. And I said, dear John, I didn't tell you to take vitamin C as an ongoing basis. He said, just take a big dose today because it would help. So he backed off, stopped taking it, and he feels better. You see, sometimes you'll get an inspiration for something that just feels good to do, like taking some vitamin C. It's your body asking for something, but don't keep doing it. Because that just reinforces what you see as the illness. Take it for however much it feels good in the moment. And then let it go. Stop trying to fix your body. Simply have the feelings. Have the pain. You feel the pain, you get frustrated, you want to get rid of it. And in the process, you just push it back down again. You short circuit the process that we're going through. You push it back down again and you reinforce whatever diagnosis the doctors have given you about it. Let it go. Feel it. Don't try to get rid of it. Don't try to get away from it. Allow yourself to feel it. It won't kill you. But it needs you to allow it to be what it is. And then it will pass eventually. Know that your soul is in charge of this process, not you, not your mind. Your soul is in charge. The wisdom that your soul has accumulated from these thousands of lifetimes. It's all here. That wisdom is taking care of these things. So, allow them. Allow the experience. Yes, sometimes it really hurts. Sometimes John goes to bed at night and his legs hurt so bad he can hardly stand it. It's hard to sleep. Sometimes the pain even moves into his hands and other places. And I tell him, John, just be with it. I know it's hard. Sometimes it helps to rub the muscles, but mostly it's just about allowing allowing the pain to be there. See, the pain is, you think it's something going wrong, because that's what pain was for. It's to let you know when there's a problem. You see, right now, most of the problems in your body are not real. They're simply the body reacting to all of this new light. The cells are freaking out. They're afraid of it. They don't know what to do with it. They don't know what to do with themselves anymore. Because the communications network in your body is going away. All of these cells, they're freaking out. They don't know what to do. So they send signals to your mind that says, something's wrong here. Your mind responds with a sensation of pain. That's all it is. John wants us to add the disclaimer. This is not medical advice. Trust yourself, dear friend. Trust yourself. Don't take our word for anything, but feel inside yourself and you'll know what is true for you. And you'll find. Ultimately, you will find that there's nothing wrong in your body. There's just new light and lots of it. And your body doesn't yet know what to do with that, but it will. It's changing. It's going through a very intense, very challenging process. Not only just this body, but all those other bodies that you have been. Or will be. All those other bodies that you actually are right now, because time itself is an illusion. They're all going through this process. They're all transforming. And you are feeling that, because they're all part of your soul, and your soul is here now. Blended together with your human consciousness. Now your soul is shielding you from a lot of it, actually, because it doesn't want to burn you out. But you're also feeling a lot of it. Indeed, because you asked to feel it. You said, I want to feel beyond this human body. I want to know that there's something more out there. Well, it's not out there. Although it kind of seems like it from the human perspective. It's inside of you. Every single one of these lifetimes, it's simply an experience of you. So, you're feeling some of it. You're going to feel much more as you open up more and more. You're going to begin to see and feel life the way your soul does. You already are. That's why John, sometimes when he's driving down the road, suddenly finds himself in a different dimension for an instant. It's a time when he's quiet. His mind is quiet. It's when he's alone in the car. His body is distracted. His mind is distracted with the driving. Suddenly his awareness expands. He feels the other dimensions. For an instant, because, well, his mind freaks out a little bit. His body freaks out a little bit. And so it's just a glimpse. And more, that is becoming his reality. More and more, he's opening himself up to where being in the other dimensions, at the same time that he is in this human dimension, is just how it will be. At that point, everything changes. Nobody can say yet exactly what that means. But so many of you are coming to this point. Where you still have a body on Earth, even as you are fully conscious of all that you are. Well, from your human perspective, there will always be a little bit of a filter, because otherwise you wouldn't even be able to be here. You have to have a bit of focus to be here, but that filter is getting thinner and thinner and thinner. Until at some point, we'll see how far we can go with it, how thin we can make it as we go forward. It's a grand experiment. So many of you have chosen to work with. It's an amazing experiment. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how it turns out. You could say it's a bonus. It's a bonus round in your game. You've already won. You've already come to your completion. Now you're just having some fun. Sometimes it hurts like hell in your body. And your soul laughs. Says, wow, what an incredible experience. The human cringes because it hurts. But what you need to understand is that the more you can laugh with your soul, the less it will hurt. So, find ways, if your body is hurting you, find ways to engage it in life. Go for walks. Visit friends. Cook nice meals. Make some paintings. It's such a beautiful thing that you can all do it, whether you think so or not. You can all put paint on canvas or paper and express yourself. That will do more for your body than anything else. Make some music. You can all do that too, even if you've never done it in this lifetime. Open up to it. Find a way to make some music. It doesn't have to be fancy music or music that anybody else likes. Just find a way to make some kind of music. Just for yourself. Make something. Be creative somehow. Find a way to engage your body in life, in living. That'll do more than anything else to help your body through this process. And please stop trying to fix it. It doesn't mean not to get a massage when you need it. Get tender, loving care from someone if that's available. Give it to yourself or find somebody to pay for a massage. Engage your body in living, and it will find its way through. For a while, John was afraid that he was getting close to dying. And indeed, where his body is at, it would be so easy to just let go and cross over, leave the body. Then he realized that at this point in his existence, and at this point for most of you who are hearing this, it is absolutely a choice. You're not going to suddenly die by accident unless you've made that choice. If you are conscious of choosing to be here, to be in this experiment, to go through this process of bringing soul fully into human. Well, as fully as is possible anyway. Blending consciousness of soul with consciousness of human. If you've chosen to go through this, you'll go through it. You're not going to suddenly, accidentally leave your body unless that's your choice. And for some of you, for some people, it is their choice because, well, they don't care so much about this experiment and it's just, they feel like it's too hard. And that's okay too. You can come home at any point. You're complete. Your earth journey is complete. You can come home anytime and your soul will receive you with open arms. But if you can realize that your soul is already here, already has its arms around you. And you can let your soul manage this process. Oh, it'll get so much easier. Stop trying to figure it out. Stop trying to do it. You can't. All you can do right now is allow the experience. Allow the pain. Allow whatever you feel, the joy, the wonder, the frustration, all of it. Just allow yourself to feel it. It doesn't mean you're failing, not at all. It just means that all that stuff is clearing out. Allow it to happen. It cannot happen without feeling it. So allow the feelings. Allow the feelings in your body because that's just part of the process. Most of the pain is resistance to the process. So allow the pain, and you find that it actually hurts less when you allow it. It takes a little bit to get that, because the mind goes, okay, I'm allowing, and it holds on even tighter, resists even more. That's why in our class we called it the great anti-creator. That's what the mind does. It tends to create the opposite of whatever it is it wants. So let go. Allow yourself to hurt. There's nothing wrong with hurting. Especially not now. Pain. Even science understands that pain doesn't actually exist. It's a thought in your mind. That's all. It's a thought that thinks it's a sensation in your body. So don't fight it. Don't think that you can just think different thoughts and be over the pain, because it doesn't exist. It's a real experience. But it doesn't mean there's something actually wrong. And even if you have a diagnosis of some disease and the doctor says there actually is something wrong, no, that's just part of the process you're going through. It's your body responding to all of this light that's coming in. All of this light that is illuminating all the dark places. As it does, you feel those dark places as they light up, as the energies that are stuck there move out. You feel it. That's a good thing. So, the human tends to clench up. The mind thinks, oh, it hurts, so there must be something wrong. And it clenches up. And that's what creates most of the pain. So breathe it in. Whatever it is, breathe it in. Breathe it into your heart. And there your soul will take it and transmute it. It's not for you to transmute. Not for the human. Your soul takes care of it. Your soul brings wisdom to it. You don't need to understand it in your mind. You just need to allow it to breathe it in. And your soul brings the wisdom. And that transmutes it. So, dear friend, you're living in the most incredible time that there has ever been in all of existence. John's questioning the use of the word time in that. But you're having a human experience, and human experience includes time. So it is appropriate. You are going through the most amazing experience that anyone, anywhere, has ever gone through. So, hold on to that. Point will come where you can see that, where you can feel that, and you'll look back at this time and, you'll wish you'd been more present in it instead of trying so hard to get away from it. It's truly amazing. So be present here. Be in your presence with whatever is happening in your life. Simply be present with it. Simply allow it. And so it is.